Prunella Scales is Sarah France in After Henry by Simon Brett, with Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, and Jerry Cowper as Claire. The Other Married Man.
It is all over now, Mummy, between me and Philip.
Ah, I'm not quite sure what I should say.
Why?
Well, Claire, my natural instinct is to say something which I'm afraid might be hurtful.
What is the something?
Good.
It's all right. You can say it.
Good, then.
Yes, it is good. I was just infatuated with Philip. While I was seeing him all the time, I was obsessed by him. Now he's gone away, it's all right.
Ah. Well, I hope you're not too hurt.
I'll bounce back in time.
Hmm.
But what it has taught me is that affairs with married men just don't work. You were right.
Oh, was I?
Yes. In that kind of affair, you so quickly get into a cycle of lying and deception and guilt and panic.
Hmm.
You know, when I heard Philip was going to be transferred to another office, my first feeling was one of massive relief.
Was it?
Yes. As you said, that kind of affair can never work.
Did I say that?
I'm sure you did. Why, isn't that what you think?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, in most cases, yes. I dare say there are one or two that do work out, but there's a general rule.
So anyway, I am now going to be very positive and active and pick up my life and be very busy and forget all about him.
Good.
Which is why I actually dropped in. Wonder if you'd like to go out for a drink this evening.
What, me? With you?
Yes.
Goodness, Claire.
What?
Well, I can't think that you've asked me to have a drink with you since you gave up Ribena.
I'm asking now.
Yes, and I'm suitably honoured.
Well, would you like to?
Yes, Claire. That is to say, I mean, any other day I would have... The fact is, I'm meeting someone else for a drink this evening.
Oh. Oh, well, never mind.
Just an old friend. Yes, old friend who I, haven't seen for a bit, and then suddenly saw. And this person said, how about meeting for a drink? And I said yes.
Ah.
And the thing is, I would come and have a drink with you because I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to be meeting my friend. You know the exact time. But if I am going to be drinking later, it doesn't really make sense to have a drink before, does it? Don't want to get drunk, you know, the old breathalyzer.
Sure. I'll go and see if Fanny Pants is going out for a drink.
Yes, yes, why not?
Incidentally, have you told her yet?
Told her what?
About your affair with a married man.
What?
Oh, come on, you remember. Granny got hold of the wrong end of the stick and thought it was you who was having an affair with Philip.
Oh, yes. Huh.
Well, now neither of us is. It doesn't matter if you tell her the truth.
Except that she'll start thinking badly of you.
But maybe it'll stop her thinking badly of you.
Oh, I don't think anything will stop that. The idea that I'm having an affair with a married man only confirms the gloomy prognosis she made for me at my birth.
Well, if you do want to tell her, I don't mind.
All right, I'll see. If the right moment comes up. Oh, there's the telephone.
Yes. Aren't you going to answer it?
Yes, yes, of course. Look, why don't you go up and see if Granny does want to go out for a drink?
Yes, I was about to, but...
Hello? Oh, hello, Russell. Nice of you to call, Russell. How are you, Russell? It's Russell.
Ah.
So, if you'd just like to go and see Granny.
Yes, all right. See you, Mummy.
Hello. Sorry about that, James. Oh, he's a friend. My boss, actually. No, goodness me, no, there's nothing like that about our relationship. He's not, Yes, what? Oh, is she? All right, phone back as soon as you can.
The old breathalyzer.
Oh. No, I wasn't. But, you know, the, I changed my mind.
You are still going out later?
Yes, yes, later.
Oh, there you are, Claire. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mother.
I'm just going out for a drink with Claire.
Yes, so I gather. Have a good time.
Thank you. The phone's ringing, dear.
Yes, I'll answer it. I just thought, since you were about to go...
I'm just doing up my scarf, dear.
Yes. Hello? Ah, I think you must have a wrong number. Why don't you try redialing in a couple of minutes? Goodbye. Wrong number.
You didn't say your number.
No, but whoever it was must have not recognized my voice.
I see. Strange to tell someone to redial.
Why?
In a couple of minutes.
Oh, I don't know. Some of the people who have phones nowadays are so thick you have to spell everything out for them.
Hmm.
Come on, Granny, are you set?
Yes, I'm just ready.
Right. See you, Mummy. If you're sure you don't want to...
No, sweet of you, but no.
See you later, Sarah, dear.
Yes, sure.
Have a good evening, Sarah.
Thank you, Mother, and you. No, I can't. Oh, ring, Danny, ring. Hello? Yes, I'm sorry about all that, James. My mother was here. But don't worry, be quick. Yes? Look, are we still on for tonight? I mean, just a quick drink or two. Ah. No. No, obviously, if she's fixed it. Yes, the children. Yes, I know. Sure. There are lots of other opportunities. Well, you... All right. Of course I do. All right, if you've got... Yes, ring me, won't you?
Granny, I think you're being terribly unfair to Mummy. You always take the worst of her.
Now, Claire, dear, you must admit that I've known your mother longer than you have.
All right, I can't argue with that.
So I do know her better than you do.
Now, that I can argue with.
Oh, come on. I'm her mother.
Mummy is my mother, but does that mean she's the one person in the world who knows me best?
Well, no.
All I'm saying about Mummy
is that... all I'm saying about her is that I can tell when she's being deceitful. There's an expression that comes into her face when she's doing something she shouldn't be, and that expression hasn't changed in over 40 years. I remember when she was only 2 and she cut all Rosie's hair off and she tried to tell me...
Rosie?
Her doll. And I asked her who'd done it and she told me a lie.
Ah, now that's what I mean about thinking the worst of her. You assumed it was a lie.
Claire, she told me that God had done it.
Oh, well... Well, I suppose in a cosmic sense she was right.
The point is that when she told me that lie, she had her deceitful expression on. And she's had that expression on a lot recently.
So whose hair do you think she's cut off now?
No one's. No, Claire, I'm afraid your mother is having an affair.
What?
With a married man.
Oh, Granny, no.
What?
I've got to tell you, this has been going on long enough. Mummy is not having an affair with a married man.
But I know... It's that man who used to be in your office, Philip Brownlow. He's been transferred recently.
Yes, I know.
And he was transferred for having an affair.
Yes.
With your mother.
No, with me.
What?
Yes. And now it's all over. But while it was on, Mummy was very supportive to me. She knew. She didn't approve, but she restrained herself from coming the heavy moral line. And since it's finished, she'd been equally supportive. An ever-ready shoulder to cry on. And I really appreciate the way she's behaved. Which is why I can't let you go on saying these things about her.
Oh, but the way she's been carrying on recently...
If anything has caused her to carry on in any unusual way, it's just been anxiety about me.
Oh. So I've been barking up the wrong tree.
What you've been barking up, Granny, is so wrong, it's not even a tree.
Hmm. Oh, dear.
Yes, yes, all right, I can make it, yes. We'll meet there. 6:30. So will I. Fine. Bye. Sorry, Russell, that was just someone, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologising?
Well, you know, taking personal calls while I'm meant to be at work. Well, I am at work now. Come on, we must get this women's study section organised.
Sarah, have I ever objected to your taking personal calls at work?
No, but...
So that's presumably not what you're apologising for?
No, the thing is, you know, that person, the person who rang is just, you know, just someone who,
What? Rang about double glazing?
Yes. No.
Sarah, you don't have to lie to me.
But
I'm not your mother. I'm not your daughter. There's no percentage in lying to me.
No. You mean I should tell you the truth?
I don't mean anything. You don't have to tell me anything.
No.
I just find it mildly embarrassing to see you going through these paroxysms of deception when there's no need.
Mm. Yes, sorry. Do they really look like paroxysms of deception?
Afraid so. Guilty as hell.
Oh, dear. Well, perhaps I should tell you.
Well, you don't have to. I mean it. I'm not prying. Things you want to talk about, talk about. Things you don't want to talk about, don't talk about.
Yes. I think it would probably be better if I didn't talk about it.
Fine.
But I've got to talk to somebody.
Also fine.
I think that's one of the things I miss most about being a widow. Just having someone always there to talk to. There are so many times a day when I just want to have a word with Henry about something.
But not about this, surely?
No, I... Well, how do you know? I haven't told you anything.
Well, not in words, no.
I thought I was being impassive and inscrutable.
Sorry, sir, I'm afraid impassivity and inscrutability aren't one of your greatest strengths.
No. How much do you know?
Well, I assume that it's that man you met at the drinks party the other week.
Yes.
And I assume his name is James, because that's what he calls himself on the phone.
Yes.
Though that could be a blind, of course. And I assume that he's married.
How did you... Paroxysms of deception.
Yes.
Well, you're right. Oh, I thought I'd seen all the types of men available since Henry died. The wonderfully thoughtful friends in the first months with their bottles of gin and a thin coating of compassion over their lust. The party gropers with their gosh widows must be panting for it. The nice men whom friends think I'll like and who bore me to tears. The widowers, sloppy and useless like great Labradors. The 45-year-old adolescents desperate to cram in a little more sneaky action before the safety curtain finally falls. And I've smiled, I've flirted, I've fended off passes, I've nodded religiously at catalogues of anxieties. I've heard slanders on a thousand wives. I've sat for hours insisting that a cup of coffee meant a cup of coffee. I've been bored, insulted, cajoled and bored again, and I've ridden it all with a degree of equanimity because at no point have my emotions been more than nudged. And now, the first time I meet a man who seems gentle, who seems interesting, who seemed interested, who engages my emotions, he turns out to be married.
Hmm. Is he happily married?
Yes, I think he is. I try to shut my mind to the fact that he has a wife. I don't know. Oh, it's insane. The risks are just... They outweigh any possible benefit. I must stop seeing him.
Do you mean that?
Yes, I will stop seeing him.
Congratulations on your strength of will.
Thank you.
So, no 6:30 assignation tonight?
Oh. Well, I will stop seeing him, really.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite yet.
Good evening, dear.
Ah, Mother. I thought you'd be upstairs in your own flat.
I wanted to see you before I went to bed, dear.
Oh, well, look, I'm sorry, but I wish you wouldn't just amble into my part of the house whenever you feel like it. I mean, the whole point of our domestic arrangements is that you and Claire and I each have our own territory so that we can get a bit of privacy.
But I wanted to catch you tonight because I wanted to have a word.
Oh, dear.
About your private life.
Oh, dear.
In fact, specifically about your having an affair with a married man.
Look, Mother, I know it can't last.
No, Claire's told me the truth.
I didn't know she knew the truth.
And what I want to say is...
What?
I'm sorry.
Look, Mother, I... What did you say?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'd completely got the wrong end of the stick.
Oh.
I feel almost embarrassed.
You? Embarrassed?
To think what I thought of you.
Ah.
I should have trusted you. I should have trusted myself and the way I brought you up. I should know you have far too much moral good sense to mix with a married man. I'm sorry. I just responded to an atmosphere in the house and totally misinterpreted it. I thought completely the wrong thing about certain peculiar phone calls that happened.
Oh.
And I'm afraid I've just been a silly, suspicious old woman.
Mother.
To think that any daughter of mine would behave like that. I should have known you better, shouldn't I, dear?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, let me tell you this, Sarah.
What?
I will never again dream of entertaining any such suspicions of you. I've learned my lesson. No, let the phone do any bizarre tricks it chooses. I won't misinterpret them. I tell you, if I came in one day and found you in bed with a naked man and a furious wife hammering on the bedroom door, I'd trust you and find an innocent explanation for it.
Oh. Oh, well, I suppose that's quite comforting in a way.
No, you need never again worry about my being suspicious of you.
Thank you.
But this does, of course, bring us to another point, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's something we really must talk about, isn't it, Sarah?
Is it? What?
Claire.
Ah, Claire.
You see, when she told me that I'd got the wrong end of the stick about you, she also told me the truth about her. About what she's been getting up to.
Oh.
I mean, having an affair with a married man. She said you knew about it, but I can't believe...
Yes, I knew about it.
Well, it's terrible, isn't it? For someone of her age.
Mother, it's over. It happened and it's finished and Claire is recovering and there's no need for any post-mortems or anything like that.
But, Sarah, she must realise affairs like that never work.
No.
You so quickly get into a cycle of lying and deception and guilt and panic.
Yes.
I mean, the risks outweigh any possible benefit.
Yes, Mother.
And it doesn't just concern the two people who are having the affair.
No, Mother.
There's a knock-on effect into the man's family. I mean, there's a wife who's being deceived, and it's a shabby way to treat any woman. And then if there are children involved, it's even worse.
Oh, that's wonderful. So far as your mother's concerned, you have carte blanche to behave exactly as you please.
Yes, I suppose so. She promised that she would never be suspicious of me ever again. Do you know she even said maybe it was God who cut off Rosie's hair?
What are you talking about?
No, too complicated to explain. So, anyway...
The affair can continue with your mother's blessing.
Mm. It's not easy.
No. But it is still going on.
I keep intending to stop seeing him, but... James is just nice. Good company, interesting. I mean, he's very keen on books. Collects boys' adventure stories, you know, Captain Marriott, Henty, that lot.
Oh, that's a boom area.
Yes, you'd like him. You'd have lots to talk about. But there's no way I can introduce you.
No, I can't see an elegant foursome with him and his wife. Or an elegant fivesome, if we included Bob.
No, that's what's so depressing. It seems such a pity.
If it makes you happy.
That's the last thing it does. Well, odd moments, maybe. It's funny, because loving someone else should make you love yourself. But at the moment, I seem to spend most of the time hating myself.
When you come to hate yourself all of the time...
Then it will end... I know it's got to end, but... Oh, I just feel so emotionally weak since Henry died. So susceptible. I need someone. Vulnerable little widow woman.
Presumably that's part of your attraction for James.
What do you mean?
No Henry on the scene to find out and come round with a horsewhip.
Oh, I do feel terrible. I'm sorry, Russell. I shouldn't keep talking to you about it. Particularly with all this women's studies stuff to catalogue.
Sarah, I don't mind you talking. I just wonder how much help I am. I mean, you really need to talk to somebody who empathises, someone who's been through the same thing.
Yes, but...
You sat up over many late cups of coffee with Claire, didn't you? You were understanding. You didn't come any heavy moral line with her. You listened and listened.
Yes.
Claire's generation doesn't fuss about these things. She won't moralise at you. She knows what you're going through.
What's the thought?
Oh, make a change to have you crying on her shoulder. Go on, try. I think she owes you something, don't you?
But, Mummy, I mean, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Well, you've got to stop it.
Look, Claire, I know it's got to end at some point.
No, you've got to stop it now.
Yes, but...
Affairs with married men just don't work.
I know they don't.
Oh, but... you so quickly get into a cycle of lying and deception and guilt and panic and...
I know all that, but...
And I've noticed you've been drinking too much.
Yes, but...
No, you must ring him up and say it's over.
I can't ring him. That's a catch-22. There's his wife at home and his secretary at the office. I have to wait till he rings me.
Well, when he next rings you, you must tell him.
Yes. Yes, I know I should. And I probably will. I'll try to. But, Claire, you know what it's like when you're involved with someone. You think you'll just see him one more time.
Mummy, he's married.
I know he's married. I hardly think about anything else except the fact that he's married. Do you think there'd be any problem if he weren't married?
But he's got a wife.
I know he's got a wife. I do know what being married means.
Mummy, you can't have an affair with a married man.
Yes, I know you shouldn't, but... Claire, I just wanted to talk to you with someone who's been through the same thing and who might...
Mummy, you must stop this relationship at once.
Why?
Because it's immoral.
Thank you, Claire. You've been a great help.
Oh, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a moralizing middle-aged daughter of 19.
Yes. I was quite surprised by her vehemence, though. To her, the morally, she was completely black and white. No room for any shade of grey.
Well, of course, that's the reaction of a convert. As they say, anyone who breaks the habit generally frames the pieces. No more violent anti-smoker than someone who's just given up. No one more resolutely anti-drink than a member of Alcoholics Anonymous.
And no one more vehemently anti-affairs with married men than someone who's just broken one off. Hmm. I wonder if there's a society called Married Men Anonymous.
Would you join it, if there were?
Yes, I would. It's got to end. I mean, Claire may have sounded horribly priggish, but what she was saying was absolutely right. Trouble is...
That you love him?
I'm not really sure whether I do or not. The bigger trouble is that I like him. I enjoy his company. I want him as a friend almost more than I want him as a lover. If only he'd do something that made me stop liking him.
The fact that he's deceiving his wife isn't enough?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. Oh, I know it should be. I keep thinking how I would have reacted if I'd found out Henry was having an affair, but I don't know. Still, tonight I am finishing it.
Ah, you're seeing him?
Yes. I've invited him round to the house. I've never done that before.
Sounds like more of a commitment rather than less.
No, it's not. I don't know why, but it's something I could only do once I decided it was over. I've had enough of all the lies. From now on, it's going to be truth, all the way.
A noble intention.
Oh, wish me luck, Russell.
All the luck in the world, sir. I think you're going to need it.
Oh, ha-ha! I love Eric all little by little, one of my favourite good reads. He's just so priggish.
What a surly devil that is, said Eric.
A surly... Oh, Eric... That's the first time I've ever heard you swear. It's strange, you know, Sarah, seeing you in your own environment.
Yes. There are a lot of things we don't know about each other, James. A lot of things we don't have in common.
And some we do.
Would you like a drink?
Oh, thanks.
If I've ever drunk as much as in these last few weeks, I've just been...
I don't think it does much harm.
We need it to drown the guilt.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
Come on, you feel just as guilty as I do.
Well, yes, but...
There.
Ah, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to,
getting over each other as quickly as possible.
Oh, but, Sarah...
It's got to end.
I know. I think that all the time I'm away from you. But when I'm near you, when I... touch you.
No, don't touch me, James, please.
Sarah.
Please, James.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Mother. Mother, this is, James Pope.
How do you do?
Hello. I, had to, measure the windows for double glazing, and, as I was measuring, suddenly, Mrs. France came over all faint, and I rushed to catch her before she fell, and...
Yes, of course. She's been looking a bit peaky the last few weeks. Are you all right, Sarah, dear?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you, Mother.
Sorry to disturb you. I just heard voices and I'll go. I'll leave you to your double glazing.
No, Mother.
What?
I'm not having these lies. I refuse to take part in some cheap bedroom farce. James is not a double glazing salesman. He is my lover.
Sarah.
Oh, very well, Sarah. I'm sorry, Mr. Pope. This is just my daughter's idea of a joke. She's getting at me. I harboured some rather silly, inaccurate suspicions about her, and I'm afraid you're being used by Sarah to get back at me for my stupidity.
I don't understand.
Mother, James is, or rather was, my lover.
All right, dear. You can stop. I think we've all got the point now. Haven't we, Mr. Pope?
Well, I'm not sure that...
Never mind. I did apologise to you, Sarah. I'd have thought that that would have been enough.
Mother, I'm telling the truth.
Yes, dear, yes. Your trouble is you never know when something's gone on long enough. She's been the same from a child, Mr. Pope. The number of times she told me God had cut off Rosie's hair, you just wouldn't believe.
I'm sorry?
Mother!
All right, dear. I'm going. Glad to see you here, Mr. Pope. I've always told Sarah she needs double glazing, but does she listen?
Mother!
Goodbye, dear. Goodbye, Mr. Pope.
What did you mean I was your lover?
Just that. It's over, James.
But why? Don't you like me anymore?
No. I wish it were that, but it's not. No, the whole thing is just too complicated, too much deceit.
But surely it's worth all
that. No, that's the whole point. It isn't worth all that. All the lies and the guilt. No.
But, Sarah, if I can cope...
What do you mean?
Look, I'm being unfaithful to my wife.
Yes.
But it's not as if you got anyone to be unfaithful to, is it?
And the minute he said that, Russell, I just saw how little he knew me. How little he understood. If he thought just because Henry was dead it was easy.
Mm. So now he's given you a reason to stop liking him.
Yes.
And it really is over.
Yes. And like Claire before me, and no doubt thousands of women before Claire, my first feeling was one of enormous relief.
And your second feeling?
Oh, I don't know.
Regret?
No, not regret. Just more relief, really, that his wife never found out.
And that the relationship didn't go the distance.
It could never have gone the distance.
No. And that was part of its appeal.
What do you mean?
Well, you aren't ready for anything that could go the distance yet, are you?
Nope.
Still too much Henry in your life.
Yes, damn it. Russell, I really think we should stop talking and start reorganising this women's studies section.
All right, Sarah. Ready when you are.
In The Other Married Man, you heard Prunella Scales as Sarah, Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, Jerry Cowper as Claire, and Edward D'Souza as James. After Henry was written by Simon Brett and produced by Pete Atkin.